弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
上一次在这里交通的时候，差不多是刚好一年。
It's about a year ago when I last fellowshiped with you.
我愿意继续上一次交通的，今天再往下讲。
I'd like to share with you, continue my sharing with you from last time.
请我们打开启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation,
第一章,
chapter
1. 我们要念头三节。
We will read the first three verses.
启示录第一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Verse 1 and 2, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants,What must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angels to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
第三节，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verse 3.Blessed is the one who reads the words of his prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并给为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
请我们再翻到前面约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第一章。
Chapter
1. 第六节。
Verse 6.
有一个人是从神那里来差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
Verse 6 through 8. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里。问他说你是谁，他就明说并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
Verses 19 and 20. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ.
24节。
Verse 24.
对不起，这个二十三节
Verse 23 rather
他说我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说修直主的道路正如先知以赛亚所说的那些人是法利赛人差来的他们就问他说你既不是基督不是以利亚也不是那先知为什么施洗呢约翰回答说我是用水施洗但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的 就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
Verse 23-27 John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord. Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, Why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of those whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
好，我想我们圣经就读这么多。
That will conclude our scripture reading.
我想从2001年到现在八个年头。
And it's been 8 years since the beginning of 2001.
我们每一个基督徒都应当有一个感觉。
And everyone as Christian should have this sense.
就是从911 2001年世贸大厦被两架恐怖分子劫持的飞机撞垮以后一直到今天为止。
Now, from the time of the World Trade Center was crashed by two planes on September 11th, all the way to today,
你会发现，在这短短的八年里头，我们全世界进入一个非常难以想象的一个冲击。
And you would begin to realize that this whole world had entered into an unimaginable turmoil.
不管是天灾，不管是人祸，各式各样，一个接一个，没完没了的，我们气都喘不过来。
You would see the calamities and the troubles created by man come one after another to a point that you cannot even breathe.
而且你有一个感觉，每一件事情所发生的它不是一个小地区而已，它每一件事情的发生都跟整个的世界有很大的影响。
That every one of those happening does not just limit to its effect to locally, but global.
这是这个21世纪我们所看见的。
And this is what we're seeing in 21st century.
我们就能够想到主在马太福音24章第八节里面所说到主回答门徒，你回来的时候，第二次回来的时候，有什么兆头
？So we remember in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, how the Lord replied the disciples, the sign of His returning.
主耶稣用一个很特殊的词汇讲到这个世界将要进到的一个状态里面。
The Lord used a very special vocabulary describing what the world will enter into.
那是在中文圣经的小字的里头，他说，那个灾难原文作复生产之难，这是中文的圣经翻译。
That it is the term of birth pain.
对，那英文的圣经呢，就用 birth pains 是复数的。
And in English translation is in the plural form, birth pains.
这就告诉我们，到了主要回来之前，这个世界要经历，就好像一个妇人要生小孩的时候，一个特殊的经历。
And he described that before his second return, the world shall experience a very special experience, like the one who's about to give birth.
弟兄们都不懂。
And those brothers may not understand this.
这个词汇只有生过孩子的母亲懂耶稣在讲什么。
Only those who have given birth understand what Jesus is talking about.
因为这个痛苦是有一种特别的现象。
Because there's a special phenomenon to such pain.
它不是头痛，也不是肚子痛。
It is not a stomach ache nor a headache.
它是生产之痛。
But it's a birthing pain.
它是一个比一个近，一次比一次深。
That the pain is closer together and deeper.
那么我们现在西雅图也不例外，我们也正在这个疼痛之中，这个叫做金融海啸。
And so is Seattle. We are also experiencing the economic tsunami.
这是我从来没有看过，全世界的这么多的总统， 这么多的首相，这么多的财政部长，每一个都抓脑袋，怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？
I've never seen in such phenomena that when all the leaders of all the world gather together and scratch their head and asking, what can we do?
真是一个很让人不知所措，每一个人知道 something 要 happen, 但是不知道如何下药，如何解决，没有人知道答案。
No one knows the answer, no one knows the way to deal with it. Everyone senses that something will happen, but there's no way to deal with it.
所以我想，这么多的事情在我们的周遭发生的时候，基督徒里面应该很明亮，很清楚。
So as a Christian, our spirit should be very having this bright sense of all that is happening around us.
刚刚我们读启示录的时候，在第三节有四个字。
When we read Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, there's four words in Chinese.
日期近了。
That the time is near.
这个日期近了是指的什么哪一个日期呢
?And what is this time that it's talking about?
你把第一章读下去的时候你就会发现那个日期就是指着主耶稣第二次荣耀的再来。
And if you continue reading on in chapter 1, you'll realize that the time is talking about Jesus' second return.
历世历代的圣徒们都在等候主耶稣的再来。
That all the saints from past generations are waiting for his return.
但是没有一个时代的圣徒所见到的那一些主所说的兆头像我们这个时代所见的这么多这么真实。
But no one generation has beheld such a sign as we have.
其他的世代想到主再来还总是还有一段距离。
And all the past generations as they think about the Lord's return in their mind is some time away.
但是我们这一代当我们看到这么许多事情发生的时候这个距离正如主耶稣所说就在门口了。
But as we beholding all that is happening to our generation, we understand that the Lord is at the door.
那你就会发现这个时代我是一个非常的时代。
Then you realize that this is a special time.
那稀奇的是什么呢
?And what is marvelous?
越是主来的日子近教会睡沉睡就越深。
And the church fall into even a deeper sleep as the Lord's Day approaches.
如果你注意，现在来讲是三年前，这现我们现在是零七年的夏天，江弟兄在 Richmond 的一个Family Conference 里面讲了一篇道，他不止一篇，好几篇道，中间有一篇。
Brother Khan has given a series of message in Richmond, Virginia back in summer 2007.
在那篇讲道的里面他用一个非常特别的字讲到今天众教会的光景。
And he, in one special message, utilized one vocabulary to describe the condition of the church.
这是我从来没有听他用过第一次。
It is a term that he has never used before. It's the first time I ever heard it.
他用这个字来形容今天各地神的教会弟兄姊妹属灵的光景是什么
And he's using that term to describe all the spiritual conditions of churches far and wide.
Coma.
And it is the word coma.
中文翻译的话大概就是不省人事。
So it's coma.
医生听这个字的时候就知道这个病人如果用这个字来形容他那下一步就是死亡。
And so if a doctor, a physician to describe a patient with the word coma, then maybe the death is very near.
这是一个非常可怕的光景。
Because that is a dreadful condition.
照理说神的儿女在这个时候需要警醒需要更多的祷告。
It should be that in such a trying time, the children of God should be awakened and should be alert and pray.
正如主耶稣要上十字架前这个征战是何等的大他要求他的门徒与他一同祷告但是事实发现他的三个门徒都在那里沉睡。
Just like the Lord Jesus, before his crucifixion, he asked disciples to pray, and yet he found them asleep.
所以今天我们是在一个非常紧要的时刻。
Therefore, we are at this pivotal point.
神 把他爱的那个门徒，就是约翰，在第一世纪的最后的十年。
That in the last decade of first century, the Lord used his beloved disciple, who is John.
那个时候教会是在一个非常危机的时候。
It was a time when church was in crisis.
那个时候的罗马皇帝叫窦米田，他是大大的逼迫当时的基督徒。Domitian.
It was the Roman Emperor Domitian who was persecuting the Christians in great scale.
在他前面有一个有名的就是这个尼禄的这个皇帝。
And the emperor prior to him was Nero.
Nero, 对。那么这个时候在90年代呢就是这个窦米田。
So in the last decade was the Emperor Domitian.
那基督徒受到极大的逼迫，这一个使徒被他放逐在巴摩海岛。
And during the great persecution of the Christians, John was being exiled to the island of Patmos.
那个时候他是将近100岁的老弟兄。
And he was near his 100.
照我们中国人来说，这个年龄应该是退休，在家里抱孙子了。
And to us the Chinese, we should be retired by then and spend time with our grandchildren.
可能曾孙都有了。
And maybe even your great grandchildren.
但是你会发现，在那样的一个时代里面，神仍然重用他的仆人。
Yet you will see how God used his servant greatly.
因为教会在一个危机的时刻。
Because the church was in crisis.
教会面临许许多多的挑战，各个地方都有很多很多的问题。
And the church faced so many challenges. There are so many problems everywhere.
所以神就留着这一个老仆人，在这一个最危机的时候来向那个时代说话。
Therefore, the Lord reserved his servant who was quite old and to speak to his church in such a pivotal time.
那他的著作《约翰福音》《约翰一二三书》加上《启示录》这五本，成为教会历史里头在最危机的时候神向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
And so the Lord used his five epistles, which is the gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation to speak to his church. So that all who have ear will hear.
所以我觉得今天我们在末世的时候，
And therefore as we approaching the end of time,
我们也发现我们今天面临的挑战或者马上要来的这些许许多多的灾难，基督徒怎么样面对这么多的压力，这么多你想都没有想到的问题，不管在教会里边，在教会外头，不管在个人的家庭或者个人的身上，我们都要来需要主的话来帮助我们。
So as we face this very trying time and all these challenges in our individual life, in our family, inside and outside the church, how do we come and receive the word of God as our help?
所以你会发现我们刚刚念的启示录的这开头。
And so as you've read in first chapter 1 of Revelation,
使徒约翰就点出一个很重要的中心。
And John point out a focus.
他说今天我为什么在这一个荒岛巴摩海岛呢？
He says, why is it that I'm on the island of Patmos?
我并没有做杀人放火的事情。
That I do not do anything any crime.
我侍奉的神他能够做一个见证。
That one, the God whom I serve, would testify for me.
仇敌今天不放过我，也不放过众教会。
The enemy today will not let go of me nor the churches of the Lord.
因为撒旦知道在这个时刻要把一样东西打垮。
Because Satan wanted to destroy one thing at this pivotal point.
这是整个属灵征战到最危机的时候，那个核心是什么？
And so what is the focal point of the most fierce spiritual battle?
他就告诉我们，这整个征战的核心就是神的道与 耶稣基督的见证。
John pointed out that the focus of that battle was the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为撒旦知道，如果能够把神的道摧毁。
Because Satan knew that if he can destroy the testimony of Christ,
把神的话语修改，
if he can change the word of God,
整个的信仰就失去了它的根基。
Then our belief will lose its foundation.
如果能够把主耶稣基督的见证把它模糊，把它淡化，那么人可以有很多的宗教活动，但是它的内容，它的神髓就失去了。
So if he can confuse, if he can dilute the testimony of the Lord, then the entire our belief would be lost.
所以当仇敌知道他的时间不多的时候，他想尽所有的办法，他整个的焦点就是在地上把神的道改变，把耶稣基督的见证消灭。
And so when the enemy knows that his time is near, and all he would do, and he would try every way to change the word of God and to destroy the testimony of the Lord.
所以你能够发现，今天在各地的教会，不管在北美也好，或者在其他的地方，仇敌所做的工作，无非就在这两件事情上来做他最大的破坏。
So you see the greatest destruction of the enemy on these two things, whether it be Northwest or anywhere else in the world.
上一次我跟大家开了一个头，讲到神的道。
So last time I shared with you about the word of God.
今天我再讲第二个部分，耶稣基督的见证。
And today I will continue sharing with you on the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那我们就到约翰福音的第一章来看。
So let's look at it through first chapter of Gospel according to John.
刚刚我们念了几处第一章的经文。
We have read few passages from first John, John chapter 1.
他就告诉我们，在第六节有一个人是从神那里来，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证。就是为光做见证，叫众人可以信。
And so in verse 6 and 7 it says, There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
所以你就知道，为耶稣做见证这件事情是透过神的仆人来做的。
So you know that to testify for the Lord, it is a task through the servant of God.
这是第一个样板，让我们看一看神要为他的儿子来做见证的时候，他兴起什么样的一个器皿。
So this is the first pattern that we see when God wants to testify for his son, what kind of vessel he will use.
这个人就是耶稣的先锋，施洗约翰。
And this person is none other but the pioneer of Jesus, who is John the Baptist.
那我们今天早上呢，我们就要从这一个人来看看他怎么样为耶稣做见证。
So this morning we will see from the life of this person how he testified for the Lord.
他的见证是非常的明确。
That his testimony was very clear.
那我们先看这个人。
And let's look at this person first.
你会发现很稀奇，这里有两个约翰，一个是施洗约翰，一个是使徒约翰。
Here you see two Johns. One is the apostle, John the apostle, and the other is John the Baptist.
他们都有同样的负担，呼召为耶稣做见证。
They all had the burden and a trust to testify for the Lord Jesus.
使徒约翰为耶稣做见证的时候，他是在巴摩海岛，是一个荒岛上面。
So when John, the apostle John, testified for the Lord, he was on the island Patmos.
那个岛，可能就是他一个人，或者寥寥无几。我们圣经没有很清楚告诉我们，他这个老人在这个荒岛上有谁在那里招呼他。
And it was rather a deserted island. Maybe it was just John or maybe even few others were with him.
总而言之，他是被放逐的人。
And in any event, he was exiled into that island.
在那个荒岛上，不可能有很多的听众来听老约翰做见证。
There was not a big audience who would listen to his servant.
但是他的的确确是在这个紧要的时刻为耶稣做见证。
Yet indeed, he testified for the Lord at that critical moment.
可是另外一个约翰，施洗约翰，他做见证是在，这一个。约旦河东的旷野
And John the Baptist gave testimony for the Lord in the wilderness east of River Jordan.
人山人海
And it was a multitude around.
很多的人从耶路撒冷四面八方跑到这一个旷野来听神的仆人为耶稣做见证
So many came from Jerusalem and elsewhere, wanting to hear his testimony.
所以你看到一个很大的反差
So you see a great contrast.
有的神的仆人做见证，人山人海。
Sometimes when the servant of God testifies for the Lord, there is a multitude.
有的人为主做见证，小猫三只。
And while some other give testimony when there's audience of two or three.
听众的多少？不是重点，不是中心。
But the how large is the crowd is not the point.
对，重点是这个仆人怎么样为耶稣做见证。
But the point is how does this particular servant testify for the Lord Jesus?
那你会发现，施洗约翰在这里，人家来问他。
And you realize when some came to question John the Baptist.
你是谁
？He says they asked him, "Who are you?"
他很明确的说。
And he said it very clearly.
我不是基督。
He says, I am not the Christ.
虽然人都以为他是基督，因为他的名声太大了。
Because he had such a great fame, people thought he was the Christ.
神给他的能力是这样的大，许许多的人受吸引来听他讲道。
That God has given such power that many were drawn to him to listen to his sermons.
有的人说，你是这个以利亚。
So some said, then you are Elijah.
有的人说是那先知。
Or maybe the prophet.
但是他都说这都不是我。
Then, but he's professed that no, I'm none of these.
你到底是谁？
And so they ask him, who are you then?
人都吃不准，都想要知道你到底是何许人也。
And everyone wanted to find out who he was.
你会发现，他把他自己定位在一个非常稀奇的位置上。
And you will realize that he defined himself and put himself in such a position.
今天在这个世界，你如果要成名的话
，And in this world, if you want to gain fame,
那你必须把自己打广告，知名度要说自己有多少的成就，了不起的经历教育等等等等，来把你自己的位置抬得很高。
And then if you want to gain any fame, you have to advertise yourself and all the achievements that you have and accomplishments you have.
但是这一个神的仆人，他说我都不是这些大人物。
But then this servant of God said that I'm none of these.
我只是旷野的声音。
I am but a voice in the wilderness.
这是一个很稀奇的语句来说到他自己的职事。
This is a very interesting description of his ministry.
什么叫做旷野的声音
？What is the voice in the wilderness？
今天我站在讲台上跟大家讲道。
That today as I stand the pulpit and preach to all of you，
我是用声音发出来以后，你们坐在台下耳朵听见一个声音，然后在那边想到底这个人讲什么。
And I am preaching with my voice, and as you hear my voice, you try to interpret what I just said.
如果我讲的有道理，你点点头；我讲的没有道理，你脸上就有一个很奇怪的表情，我看得见。
Perhaps you would nod your head as if something I said it makes sense, but if not, maybe you would be frowning.
所以你就会发现，人与人之间的这个交通啊，是很神奇的。
So you find something very interesting about the fellowship of men.
我能够用一个声音来传到你的耳朵里头。
I can project a sound, a voice to your ear.
而你居然能够把我脑袋里面在想什么 能够揣摩出来。
And then you can interpret what is in my mind.
所以你就会发现，当约翰在这里说，我不过是旷野一个声音。
So when John professed that he is but a voice in the wilderness,
意思是说，我只不过是一个工具。
And he is saying, I am but a vessel.
声音本身没有什么价值。
The voice in itself has no value.
什么有价值？
But what is the value?
是在声音之上或者之后，声音的里面，它带的一个信息。
It is the message within that voice.
这个信息是重要的。
And it is a message in the voice that is important.
所以当人家来问司约翰，你是谁？
So when some asked John, who are you?
他讲得很清楚。
He said it very clearly.
我只是一个声音。
He said, I'm just a voice.
我来传达一个信息。
Who is here to preach a message.
信息传完。
And once the message is preached,
声音也就消失了。
Then the voice would be gone.
人需要记得的不是那个声音。
So what
人需要记得的就是那个信息。
So what man needs to remember is not the voice, but the message.
这是一个见证人的基本态度。
And that is the fundamental attitude of the one who gives testimony.
主在回答门徒问你回来的时候有什么兆头。
And so when Jesus answered his disciples, what are the signs that they can see when Jesus comes again?
主第一个回答就是说，将来有好些的人说冒我的名来。
And he said that many will come in my name.
有假先知。
There is false prophets.
有假基督。
There will be false Christ.
那也就是说，在主回来之前，在这一个地球上。
This means that before the Lord's second coming in this world.
有许多的人物出现，是让人分不出来他到底是真的基督呢？还是假的基督呢？真的神的仆人呢？还是假的神的仆人？
Many will come forth that you could not tell whether he is the true Christ or a true servant of God.
这里有一个 真的样板。
And yet here we see a true pattern.
他只告诉人说，你要注意的是那个信息，你不需要记得我这个人。
He tells people that you do not need to remember me as a person, but my message.
信息传完，这个声音就消失了。
And the voice will be gone after the message is preached.
然后他再说。
And then he went on and said.
到了二十六节。
In verse 26.
啊，约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，你们不认识。
He says,
就是在我以后要来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。”
He says, "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know." He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
所以这里他再把自己定位。
And therefore, once again, he put himself in a certain position.
他要为那一位比他后来的，却是在他前面的耶稣来做见证。
He defines himself as the witness for Jesus who comes after him, yet was before him.
虽然我比他年长六个月。
Even though I was 6 months older than him,
但是他比我大多了。
Yet he is far greater than me.
多大呢？
How much greater?
解鞋带也不配。
I am not even worthy to untie his thong.
什么人替什么人解鞋带？
So what kind of person would untie the thong of the sandal of someone else?
总是仆人替主人解鞋带。
Isn't it always the servant does that to the master?
那你会发现他怎么定位他自己呢？
So how did John define himself?
我连替他解鞋带都不配。
He says, I am not even worthy to untie the thongs of those whose sandal.
你会发现他比我们现代传道人更脑袋清楚。
And you will realize that he has an even clearer mind than most of the servants today.
我们今天传道人常常说是主的仆人。
A lot of ministers today would profess themselves to be the servant of God.
照约翰的说法的话，我们这些人都高抬自己了。
But according to John's profession, we are all exalting ourselves.
他说，我连给他解鞋带也不配，也就是说，我连做他的仆人都谈不上，没有资格。
So to say that I'm not even worthy to untie the thong of his sandal, I'm saying that I'm not even worthy to be his servant.
所以你就可以知道，约翰实在是认识主的人。
So you know that John the Baptist was one who indeed knew the Lord.
而且他绝对的很清楚知道，我跟他来比，真是，差远了。
And he was very clear and very absolute on how he was compared to Jesus.
连做他的佣人都不够资格。
To a point that I'm not even worthy to be his servant.
好，那么这就是他自己的定位。
So that is how he positioned himself.
我不过是旷野的声音。
I am but a voice in the wilderness.
我不过连他做仆人的资格都谈不上。
I'm one who's unworthy to be his servant.
然后我们来注意他怎么样为耶稣做见证。
And then we see what kind of testimony he gave.
那你会发现他为耶稣做见证的时候，在二十六节非常清楚。
And he gave a testimony for the Lord in verse 26.
约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
So when he saw Jesus coming, he said it to the crowd that, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of this world."
这句话。我们今天基督徒是听了很多了，所以我们很自然，很习惯。
So this is something that's very familiar to all of us because we heard it so often.
但是在那个时代，这句话是破天荒的。
Yet in those times, it is a tremendous statement.
犹太人都知道羔羊是做什么的。
Because all the Jews knew what the lamb is for.
因为在他们的传统里头。要到神面前亲近神的时候，没有一个人可以空手来朝见耶和华。
Because they all knew that before coming to the Lord, they cannot come empty-handed.
从他们的祖宗一直到他们主耶稣讲话的时候，每一个犹太人到圣殿来，古时候到会幕面前，都要带着羊羔或者带着其他的牲畜来献祭。利未记里面有很清楚的。
It is recorded very clearly in Leviticus that from their forefathers or to all the time to Jesus, every time they need to come before the presence of the Lord, they need to bring a suffering.
所以上千年，上千年来，有不知道有多少千万的羊羔被宰杀。
So for thousands of years, there's so many lambs that was being slain.
但是到底有多少的人知道神当年为什么告诉他们祖宗？要用这些寄生动物来代罪呢？
But how many of them really understood the reason why God wants to use these animals as a sacrifice to the Lord?
我想任何事情一变成传统，就没有人再去想了。
Because everything, when it becomes a tradition, no one will pay much attention to it.
反正祖辈就这么传下来，我们做子孙的照着去做就行了。
And we as a descendant of our forefathers, we just do what they did.
但是你会发现，这里约翰指着主耶稣说，这个人就是神的羔羊。
Yet here you see that John pointing to Jesus saying that this is the Lamb of God.
这句话太厉害了。
Because that is a tremendous statement.
如果今天我指着任何一个人说，看那神的羔羊，你要说我是神经病。
And if I point to anyone today saying that he is the Lamb of God, then you think I lost my mind.
怎么人成为神的羔羊呢？
How can a person, a man, be the Lamb of God?
所以要为耶稣做见证的时候，你要知道这些话语，这些语句都是破天荒的，没有人这样讲话的。
So you know that any testimony, a real testimony that one gives for the Lord, it is a tremendous statement that no one would say in such a way.
除非你有启示。
Unless you have revelation.
你没有这个启示，你不敢这样子讲。
Because without revelation, you would not have the courage to make that statement.
但是它里面很清楚，这位站在众人中间的有这么一位，他是你们不认识的，可是他正是。神的羔羊。
yet John knew it so clear. That's why he can make such unprecedented statement that he is the Lamb of God.
换而言之
In another word,
从我们老祖宗创世纪开始一直到现在这过去的四千年里头所有宰杀的羔羊他无非说一个人而已。
So he is saying that from the time of the first man, in Genesis, all the way to their time, which is 4,000 years passed by, all these lamb that was sacrificed pointing to one person.
这个千古之谜由他来指出来。
That,
所有的牛羊被杀都是代表着有一天有一个实体，这个实体就是耶稣，他叫做神的羔羊。
And he explained this mystery from thousands of years ago that one day all these sacrificial lambs were pointing to one person who is the reality.
今天我们还有希伯来书，我们可以知道的更多。在那个时代，没有希伯来书的时候，这个概念，如果没有人好好的解释，搞不好他要被人家说成异端。怎么会把这一个人当作神的羔羊呢？这件事情是破天荒的。
So for us today, we can understand a little bit better because we have, in addition to all the scriptures, we have the book of Hebrews. But back then, for a person to make such an unprecedented statement, someone would think that he is a cult. Because how can you say a man is a lamb of God?
但是主的话很清楚地今天告诉我们，牛羊的血断不能除罪。
And yet the word of the Lord today tells us the blood of the lamb, of the sacrifice cannot take away our sins.
必须透过神的儿子，他是道成肉身来做人，他为我们这些罪人赎罪。
It has to go through the Son of God who is the Word becoming flesh to come and take away our sins.
除了他以外，地上没有任何一个人能够替另外一个人来赎罪，因为我们都是有罪的人。
Because apart from him, there's no one who's able to take away the sin of someone else because we're all born sinners.
这件事情是施洗约翰第一个告诉我们的。
And this is the first proclamation of John the Baptist.
然后他为耶稣还做了什么见证呢？
And then what other testimony did he give for the Lord?
33节。
In verse 33.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
Verse 33 says, I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he.Who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
所以约翰又为耶稣做一个见证。
So John the Baptist gave another testimony for the Lord.
他把他自己跟耶稣做一个对照。
He contrasted himself with Jesus.
我是用水给你们施洗。
He says that I baptize you with water.
但是这里有一位，
But here's one.
他的职事跟我不一样。
His ministry is different from that of mine.
他有一个独特的职事，乃是用圣灵给你们施洗。
He has a very special ministry, which is to baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
这也是一个破天荒的。
And that is also something unprecedented.
如果这不是神来启示他，没有人敢说这句话。
Without the revelation from the Lord, he would not be able to make such statement.
他说我原来不认识他。
He says, I did not know him before.
但是那打发我来用水给你们施洗的这位神，他告诉我，你看见圣灵降临在谁的身上，他就是有一天要用圣灵给你们施洗的那一位。
Except the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
这个人身份特别。
And he said that this is a very peculiar person.
从来没有这样的，在人类的历史里头，从来没有一位能够做这件事。
There's no one who in the history of man was able to do such thing.
他是用圣灵给我们施洗。
That he baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
那这个见证什么时候应验呢？
And when did this testimony becoming true?
那刚刚神的羔羊那件事情是约翰讲完这个话之后三年半应验了在十字架上。
The first statement that John made, saying that he is the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world, was fulfilled 3.5 years later on the cross.
那现在说他是用圣灵给你们施洗的这一位，什么时候应验呢？
And then to say that he will baptize with the Holy Spirit, when was it fulfilled?
我们来打开《使徒行传》第一章。
If we look at Acts chapter 1,
你就可以看到那个应验的时间。
You will see the time of its fulfillment.
第四节。
Verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
Verses 4 and 5 says, On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave him this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
跳到第八节。
Jump to verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和耶路撒冷直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
我们读这段圣经的时候，你要知道这是什么时间。
So we need to know the time of background of the setting of that verse.
这是主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
He said that after his resurrection.
而且他向门徒显现有四十天之久。
And he appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
那现在我们读第一章的时候，是他正是四十天的时候。
So when he made a statement in chapter 1 of Acts, it was about the end of 40 days.
他跟他的门徒们站在橄榄山上。
And he stood on the Mount of Olives.
这是他最后一段一个交代。
That was his last command.
说你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
He says, do not leave Jerusalem.
你们要等。
You need to wait.
等什么？
And what do you wait for?
等父所应许。
For the thing that God the Father had promised.
你在这段话里面你就看到这四个字。
So you see these four words.
圣灵的洗。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这也就是施洗约翰为耶稣做见证的第二个重要内容。
And this is the second essence of his message of John the Baptist.
现在主耶稣亲自说你们要等。
Now the Lord says, you need to wait.
为什么要等？
And why is it that you need to wait?
这里面有很重要的讲究。
And because there are very important principles about it.
那第八节就把它的原因说出来了。
And verse 8 explained the reason.
这个圣灵的洗有什么重要的意义在那里呢？
What is the significance of such baptism?
他说圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
He says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will receive power.
这个能力为着什么呢？
And what was this power for?
这个能力不是说方言。
It is not for you to speak in tongues.
或者能够行神迹奇事。
Nor to perform signs and wonders.
这不是这个圣灵要给你们能力的理由。
This is not the reason why God and the Holy Spirit wants to give you the Holy Spirit.
今天有很多的基督徒有这个错觉。
And today a lot of times we have this confusion.
讲到圣灵的洗的时候，就觉得需要注重的那种超然的经历。
And a lot of times people will focus on the supernatural experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有没有超然的经历？有。
Is there supernatural experiences? Yes.
有方言。
Yes, there's tongues.
有各式各样的 超然的表现在基督徒身上。
And a lot of supernatural manifestations on Christians.
但是那个不是圣灵洗的目的。
But that is not the very purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那一些超然的表现不过是圣灵洗的副产品。
That is only the byproduct. Those supernatural manifestations is nothing but the byproduct of the baptism.
主耶稣在这里讲到圣灵洗的时候，他提到一个重要的理由。
The Lord had mentioned one important reason for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
要他们等，因为在这里有一件事情是必要的。
They need to wait because something is of essence.
这件事情是什么？
And what is that?
就是能力。
And that is power.
那这个能力是为着什么目的？
And what is this power for?
他说得很清楚。
He said it very clearly.
你们要从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极做一件事。
Because you will be, through the land of Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, you will be performing one thing.
什么事？
What is that?
做我的见证。
To be my witnesses.
所以你会发现这一件事情为耶稣做见证是我们每一个人办不到的。
So you will realize that to be able to be the witness of Jesus is something that we cannot accomplish ourselves.
就是这十二个门徒也办不到的。
Not even those 12 disciples.
因为为耶稣做见证是一个极大的征战。
Because in order to be the witness of the Lord Jesus, it is a great battle.
这件事情是在敌人的国土上，你在这里做一件事，叫做先行反革命。
You are being a rebel. You're starting a revolution in the territory in the, of the enemy.
你所做的这件事情是叫仇敌要把你消灭的。
You are doing something for which the enemy wants to destroy you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有这个认识？
Do you have such understanding?
为耶稣做见证这件事情非同小可。
That it is not a small deal to be a witness for the Lord.
这件事情是仇敌所恨恶的。
Because that is something that the enemy hates.
所以历史历代你会发现，凡是为耶稣做基督做见证的人都要遭受撒旦魔鬼的攻击、破坏、杀害。
So that from generation past in the church history you will see all those who are witnesses for the Lord will suffer persecution from the enemy.
会叫我们这些属血肉的人非常的害怕。
That it will cause great fear to us who are of the flesh.
但是这里主耶稣说，
Yet here the Lord says,
你们要去为我做见证。
That you will be my witnesses.
要从耶路撒冷一直到地极为我做见证。
From Jerusalem all the way to the ends of the world.
你们必须等。
Therefore you need to wait.
等什么？
And what do you wait for?
圣灵的洗。
It is the baptism of the Holy
Spirit. 圣灵要把能力浇灌在你们身上。
Because the Holy Spirit shall pour His power upon you.
这样你们才能够为我做见证。
Then you will be my witnesses to the ends of the world.
所以这是为耶稣讲到耶稣基督的见证跟圣灵的洗是分不开的。
And therefore when you speak of the witnesses of the Lord Jesus, the testimony of Jesus, it cannot be separated from the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵的洗还有第二个意义。
And there's also a second significance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
第一个意义是跟做耶稣的见证有关。
On the first hand, a first significance is to be the witness of the Lord.
第二个意义，那我们就要到罗马哥林多前书十二章来看。
And the second significance would be found in First Corinthians chapter 12.
对，哥林多前书十二章十二节。
Verse 12.First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
跟十三节。
And verse 13.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体， 隐于一位圣灵。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we're all given the one Spirit to drink.
所以在这里又出现了圣灵的洗。
And therefore, you see again the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这是整个新约里面你看到的两次很清楚地说出圣灵洗的意义何在。
And these are the two citations in the New Testament where you see a clear significance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这一段哥林多前书十二章讲的是教会这个身体的建造。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 speaks of the building up of the body of Christ.
你会发现这件事情不是人的手做的。
You see that this is not done by the hand of man.
这件事情只有一位可以做。
Only one is able to perform such tasks.
人的手想要把人组织起来，你可以搞一个联合国，或者搞一个公司。
You can have a, when you try to use the human hands, you can form a United Nation or a company.
但是你永远没有办法产生基督的身体。
Yet you can never produce the body of Christ.
这个基督的身体完全是超然的。
Because the body of Christ is nothing but supernatural.
这个超然就是圣灵的洗把它洗出来的。
And it is produced by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
今天在地上，
and today in this world,
你要看见神在地上的工作，
you will see the works of the Lord on the earth,
耶稣基督的见证，
that the testimony of Jesus,
你要知道他只有经过圣灵的洗才可能。
That it is only possible through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那这件事情是历史的事实。
That this is a historical reality.
什么时候发生的呢？
And when did it occur?
那就在《使徒行传》的第二章。
That occurred in chapter 2 of Book of Acts.
什么时间呢？
And what time it was?
就是五旬节的那一天。
It was on the day of Pentecost.
就好像耶稣基督的死，十字架上的这个救赎是发生在逾越节的那一天晚上。
Just like the crucifixion occurred on the night of Passover.
那是一个历史的事实，发生一次。
That is the historical account, a true account that happened once.
就永远成就了。
And it occurred once and accomplished forever.
同样的道理。
And in the same way,
在五旬节那一天发生圣灵的洗从天上浇灌下来。
That on the day of Pentecost, when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came from heaven,
这也是一个历史的事实，那一次就完成了。
And that was done, occurred once in history and for once for all.
而这个工作，不管是五旬节耶稣基督十字架的死的代救赎，与现在圣灵降临洗出一个耶稣基督的见证与他的身体，这两件事情一直在时间中进行。
And even though it occurred in history once, on the day of Passover, there was a crucifixion, and the day of Pentecost, it was a baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it continues on in history, progressing on.
我们用信心就可以支取。
That in faith, we can take hold of this.
这是约翰，使徒约翰所做的见证。
And that was the testimony of John the Baptist.
那他还做什么见证呢？
And what other testimony did John the Baptist give?
你如果往下读的时候，
If you read on in the second chapter of John,
你会发现
you realize
有人来跟使徒约翰说
it was in the first chapter, some said to John the Baptist,
你的人呢越来越少了，你有没有发现？
He says, have you discovered that there are fewer and fewer who are following you?
你的听众也有人跑掉了，你的门徒也有人跑掉了。
That some of your disciples went away and your audience went away.
这个对传道人来讲是很大的打击啊。
And that is a great strike to a preacher.
但是你会发现施洗约翰他做一个见证。
And yet you realize John the Baptist again gave a testimony.
你如果读第三章，
If you read chapter 3 of John,
27节
Verse 27.
你从二十六节读过来，你知道我在讲什么。
If you read starting from verse 26.
你看26节的结束，他说众人都往他那里去了。
And the end of verse 26 says, everyone is going to him, who is Jesus.
啊，那约翰就说。
And then John replied,
若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
A man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以为我做见证。
You yourself can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but an sent ahead of him.
娶新妇的就是新郎。
The bride belongs to the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And the friend who attends the bridegroom's, waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
故此我这喜乐满足了哟。
The joy is mine and is now complete.
这又是一个伟大的见证。
This is another, yet another great testimony.
他不因为他的人数越来越少，他就在那里为自己患得患失。
He was not suffering. He did not sense a loss when he lose his crowd.
今天我们的挑战是什么？
And what is our challenge today?
就是我们到底是为自己还是为着主？
And are you working for the Lord or for yourself?
你会发现我们传道人的一个试探就是我们常常恩赐越大的时候这个试探越多。
And you realize that as a minister we have this temptation. The greater the gifts, the greater the temptation.
因为这个试探就是人希望听我的人多。
Because the temptation is none other but wishing my crowd will increase.
但这里这个人完全没有这个，完全没有这个味道。
Yet you do not see that, is the same, it's the way with John.
他为耶稣在这个时候做了一个更重要的一个见证。
He had given even greater testimony for the Lord Jesus.
他说他是谁？
He said, "Who is Jesus?"
我跟他比，他是新郎。
And compared to him, he is the bridegroom.
我不过是新郎的朋友。
I am but the friends of the groom.
这又是一个破天荒的见证。
Again, this is an unprecedented testimony.
这个见证伟大在哪里呢？
And what is so great about that statement?
这个见证乃是把耶稣整个他为什么做神的羔羊，他为什么做圣灵的施洗者，他最终的目的是什么？在这个见证里面把它说出来了。
And with this very testimony, John had explained the very reason why he became the Lamb of God and why he baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们很多的人只注意了耶稣替我赎罪。
And a lot of times we only pay attention to he being our Redeemer.
进一步的话，我们希望从耶稣的圣灵的洗得着能力，那叫我们基督徒生活觉得很丰富。
And furthermore, we would like to receive power from Jesus so that our Christian living can be abundant.
所以我们享受主的救恩，也享受主的恩典能力。
So we enjoy the salvation of the Lord and the grace and the power of the Lord.
但是你忘掉主给我们这一切到底为什么。
But you have forgotten what was the reason that God has given you all these.
在这个见证里，约翰很清楚地告诉我们，他来是娶新妇。
And in this testimony, John tells us very clearly that he has come to receive his bride.
他是新郎。
That he is the bridegroom.
这是他来这个地球上来做这个工的目的。
That is the very reason why he did all these work on earth.
他付这么高生命的代价。
That he has paid such a great price with his life.
把这些罪人从这个黑暗的世界里面，死的权势里面释放出来。
That he had released and freed the sinners from this dark world and the dominion of death.
然后他把圣灵赐给我们。
And then to give him the Holy Spirit.
这不是为着我们个人的享受。
It is not for our personal individual enjoyment.
这不是为着我们个人的属灵。
It is not for us to be spiritual.
这都不是神的儿子来到这个地上的原因。
None of these is the very reason why the Son of God came.
在这里，他明明地告诉我们，他来是做新郎，他来是预备他的心腹。
Here John clearly tells us that Jesus came to be the bridegroom and to prepare his bride.
如果他前面这两件事情不能够在人的身上达到那个目的的话，这个一切都变成没有意义的。
And if he's not able to accomplish that, everything he does, did would be without meaning.
所以我们就要严肃地思考这件事。
Therefore, we need to seriously ponder upon this issue.
我想我们在座没有一个人没有看过什么叫做新娘，什么叫做新郎。
I don't think none of you have never seen a bride or a groom.
但是我相信我们没有人看过三岁的新娘。
But I believe none of you have ever seen a three-year-old bride.
但是今天的问题在这里。
But the problem is,
我们蒙恩到今天。
And our problem today is this, that we have received His grace and salvation.
我们也知道主耶稣要回来。
And we know about His second coming.
但是
But
我们这些被称为要做基督心腹的人
Those of us, we who are supposed to be the bride of the Lamb.
很多的时候我们的手里信主十年二十年三十年还在抱奶瓶。
And we still holding on to that milk bottle even after 10 or 20, 30 years of believing the Lord.
意思是说还是不能吃干粮。
In other words, we still are not able to digest or take in solid food.
也就是告诉我们我们还没有长大成人。
So in other words, we have not matured yet.
所以这就告诉我们今天教会的难处就是我们一直停留在那一个婴孩的阶段。
So the challenge and the difficulty of the church today is that we remain to be infants.
所以主说要他要来娶心腹，可是这个心腹通通还是 baby。
So the Lord wants to come to receive His bride, but all of us are still babies.
所以这个是我觉得在这个时代我们要好好预备的问题。
And that is the issue we must face and we need to prepare for.
我们要追求长大成人，满有基督的身量。
We need to pursue the Lord and to grow into fullness of the Lord.
否则的话，我们说等候主再来，等候主再来，这件事情就变成空话。
And then, or it would be empty talk if we just say the Lord will be coming again, we're waiting for His coming.
所以我盼望今天早晨我们借着施洗约翰的见证
So hopefully through the testimony of John the Baptist this morning
我们能够认识一个样板
that we can see a pattern, an example
他是怎么样的一个器皿来为耶稣做见证
the kind of vessel he was who testified for the Lord
然后他带给我们看见的那个见证的内容是什么
And the essence, the content of his testimony to us.
盼望从他的身上他所 传出来的信息里面我们对耶稣的见证有更深一步的认识。
So hopefully through John the person and his message we can come to know the Lord Jesus a little bit more.
当然耶稣基督的见证不止约翰福音这前面三章所说的。
Of course, the testimony of Jesus does not just limit to the first three chapters of John.
你如果一直往下读的时候，你会发现整本的约翰福音都是在那里把耶稣基督的见证的丰满性把它表明出来。
If you read on in the Gospel according to John, you will see the fullness of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
时间不允许我再一个一个往下讲。
And the time does not allow me to explain each one of them to you.
但是我盼望借着今天早上这一段短短的时间
But I hope through this brief time that we have together
我要让弟兄姊妹看见 在这个时代，在主回来不多的时间里面，我们每一个基督徒对神的道与耶稣基督的见证有一个清楚的追求认识。
That I want you to have a clear understanding and a pursuit of the word of the Lord and the testimony of the Lord.
求主祝福他的话。
May he bless his word.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你把我们放在这一个重要的时刻。
Because you have placed us in such a pivotal time.
因为你回来的日子就在眼前了。
Because indeed, the day of your coming is near.
主啊，让我们不再沉睡了。
Lord, let us not continue to be asleep.
今天你正在震动地，也在震动天。
Today you're shaking the earth as well as the heavens.
你真是要把我们从那个昏迷的状态里面摇醒。
You will shake us out of our comas.
主啊，让我们不再真是跟这个世界上的人一样糊涂过日子。
So we will not live in such a misunderstanding.
主啊，让我们醒过来。
And may we be awakened.
让我们听见圣灵向众教会所要说的话语。
May we hear the word of the Holy Spirit spoken to the churches.
你让我们真实在你面前有反应。
That we will respond to you.
主啊，不像在你在地上你第一次在地上工作的时候，你说你吹笛没有人跳舞。
So Lord, it would not be like you playing a flute, but no one danced to
your music. 你举哀，没有人在那里哀哭。
That no one cry out to you.
主啊，是一个没有反应的时代。
Lord, that was a generation of no response to you.
主啊，但愿你回来的时候，你的新娘对你有反应。
Lord, may you, when you come again, may your bride respond to you.
主啊，我们真是在你面前存着这样的盼望，积极的等候我们的主回来。
Lord, with such hope, we wait before you aggressively.
主啊，仇敌也真是用尽他所有的本事，要来破坏你自己的见证，你自己的道。
Lord, you know the enemy use all his tactics trying to destroy your testimony and your word.
主，让我们做一个警醒祷告的人。
Lord, may we be alert and pray.
能够像施洗约翰一样，在那里为你做忠心的见证，像施洗约翰与使徒约翰一样。
And to be a faithful witnesses for you, just like John the Apostle and John the Baptist.
主，这都是靠你的恩典才做成的。
Lord, all these cannot be done but by your grace.
但愿我们每一个人有这样的心智。
So may we have all this desire.
求你祝福你的家，你的教会。
May you bless your house, your church.
听我们大家同心合一的祷告。
You answer our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。